This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today, we're joined by David Biddix. David is with the Marketing and Media Department at Malin Community College, and he's here with us to talk about an exhibition that's scheduled for tomorrow and Thursday at the school. But he's going to give us some background about National History Day competition, which was recently held in Asheville and in Raleigh. Welcome to our program, David. Tell us about National History Day competition.
Well, Steve, first of all, thanks for having us. This is the first year that Harris Middle School has competed in National History Day. Just basically what it is, let me tell you a little bit about it. It is an event that is held in all 50 states, and they give them a theme. This year's theme was Triumph Over Tragedy, and the schools are allowed to develop projects, interactive displays, videos. There's all sorts of different ways you can compete, but they put together a presentation on that theme of something that happened in history.
How many kids from Harris were involved?
Well, there were several involved. I think there are eight, okay, if I remember correctly. And they made a variety of displays. We had seven of them that did what were called static displays. They did stuff on everything from Mount Mitchell to Thomas Wolfe to the Battle of Guilford Courthouse, just all over the place. Then we also had one that competed in what was known as the documentary category, which is a video category where they put together a movie. And mm-hmm. It has to be 10 minutes or shorter in length. And it, again, is along the same topic, but it's a moving pictures imagery rather than, you know, a static something that you come and take a look at.
In our region, it was the National History Day competition was held in Asheville, is that correct?
Yeah, it was at Cane Creek Middle School, mm-hmm. which is down in Fletcher. And there were 16 counties that were eligible, and this, as I said, was the first year Harris had ever entered this competition. So Mr. Chris Hollifield, who's the 8th grade history teacher, is the one who put this together, and the students get a little extra credit in their history class for doing this work, but it was over and above their regular schoolwork that they put together. And as I said, they went to the competition, and we at Malin were talking at the time when we knew they were going that we were wanting to put together a chance for the public to have a look at this because, you know, it was just going to be in Asheville and not easily accessible to people in our region, so we've been trying to put together an exhibit of it, and we had one exhibit. Our documentary went on to the state competition in Raleigh. It was my son Corey, and I'm not here to toot his horn, but he did win second place in Asheville and went to the state competition with his video, which is about the Civilian Conservation Corps. And down there, he competed against nine other videos and won. So
really?
He gets
okay.
to go
Terrific.
On to the national competition, which is held at the University of Maryland College Park on June 10th.
David, it's okay to be a little proud if you want to.
Well, I guess I can just a little bit. What I'm excited for him about, and for Chris too, because he gets to go, the teacher gets to go with Corey, is they get to meet Ken Burns, who did all the PBS okay. documentaries, and you know, just get to see a little bit of our nation's capital and just do a lot of really neat things. But now the seven other kids have awesome projects too, and that's what the thing at Malin is about that I'm really here today to talk about.
And that's coming up tomorrow and Thursday at Malin?
In the boardroom, which is in Gwaltney Hall, the main building, tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m., we'll be hosting a reception for the students and for Chris, and there will be dignitaries, and I believe the school board's coming, and Dr. Womble and several others. But we're going to give you a chance to see the exhibits and talk to the presenters a little bit. And have some cookies and punch. They've got all sorts of things planned, but it's open to the general public. It starts at 4 o'clock. And then all day on Thursday, we will have the exhibits in the boardroom from about 8 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. We invite you to come by, wander in, take a look around. Now, the kids won't be there on Thursday, but you'll be able to see what they put together for this. And I think you'll be duly impressed. There was a lot of hard work that all of these kids put into this. And then what they're allowed to do is if you win at a level, you get to work on your project and make it better before you take it to the next level. So Corey did quite a bit of work on his, and we took it to Raleigh, and he won there. So now he's doing some other things to it to get ready for the national competition. And as I said, Chris was just ecstatic with the work that he got out of all eight of them. And, mm-hmm. You know, there was a lot of time put into this. And that's why we'd like the people to come and see it at Mayland. And I think you'll be very impressed if you come and see this. And again, it's free admission. Same with the reception. We want to invite everybody listening to come by Mayland and take a look at this.
The reception is tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And then all day on Thursday from like 8 to 5, something
yes.
like that?
Yes.
And locations at Mayland again, where?
In the boardroom. We used to call it the old room 129, but it's on the main floor of the main building. There'll be signs up. And we, again, invite everybody to come out and see what we've got going on.
Thank you very much. David Biddix with the Marketing and Media Department at Mayland Community College, and a proud daddy, too. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.